Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I made a match game for the two of you. That's why you see cards and markers in front of you.
Oh!
And also, whoever gets the most points gets this participation trophy.
Nice.
Where did you get that?
I had it from when we were homeschooling and I did science fair. It says honorable mention.
Sweet.
What did I drop?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Glasses. Kim, can you reach those? They're right there.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
Thank you.
All
right. We have a special guest tonight.
Becky. Beck.
Hello.
Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. She's drinking some Moscato wine because she doesn't like our red wine. But this red wine's really good, don't you think?
It is. It's really nice. What's the deal with it?
It's a Zinfandel. A red. It's called Baritage.
Oh, yes. I got some of that.
From Lodi. You've gotten some of this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very good. I like it.
Yeah, we had a bottle of it for Paul's birthday party last year.
I see.
Now that my brain's filling up again, things are shuffling around.
Becky, how are you?
I'm good.
You haven't been here in quite a while because the lockdown has been, what, 5 months or something?
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it March?
It was March. The last show that Kim and I did without masks was our St. Patrick's Day show, and we were here on St. Patrick's Day.
Right, yep.
So March 17th is kind of when the bars closed before St. Patrick's Day so that people didn't act a fool.
Right.
Yeah. Too late.
Too late.
Too early, too late, whatever.
Now we're leading the country.
Yeah.
And we're the U.S. is leading the world.
Yay, we win. Yay.
We're number one.
It is also a problem that we have the most populous state.
Yes.
Our deaths per capita aren't as high as other states, but we have more cases just because we have more people. Right. So we are drinking wine. Cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Ooh, that was a pretty sound.
No, right?
And we're going to have a game night.
Yes.
And also, Kamala Harris is the VP pick!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Look at my glasses. I'm all steamed up.
She's totally steamed up. She's so hot for Kamala.
You're all steamy.
Oh my gosh. Feels like there's hope again. Like,
yeah. What would have been really funny is if he asked Obama to be his vice president.
I'm not sure that that's...
I don't think that's allowed.
People said it was legal, but what if he died? Then Obama couldn't be president again.
Yeah, he could.
He could?
Yeah, he could run... Obama could have run for this election.
No. You can only serve two terms.
Yeah.
Two consecutive terms.
No. That can't be true.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up later.
Maybe it's just wishful thinking.
Yeah, I think you're just wishing.
I'm excited, too, about who he'll put on the Supreme Court. It occurred to me today that maybe, like, once Biden's in, everything's settled, and this is fingers crossed, because I truly don't think Trump's going to walk away from this easily.
Our election is not going to be fair.
But once the dust is settled, I think Ginsburg's going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been waiting for this.
Yeah. And I don't know. Obama would make a great Supreme Court justice.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Maybe even Michelle.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you could put anyone in the Supreme Court that you want.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have to have any experience or...
They should. I mean, let's get back to the times when we had protocol and...
Decorum,
right. Yeah.
They should have some grasp of constitutional law.
Just like the president should have some grasp of the Constitution.
And how shit works, or...
Even eighth grade vocabulary.
You know, even when
great vocabulary,
great, well-known wars begin and end.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing. So embarrassing. I listened to that clip like 5 times thinking, no.
People are lying. This can't be true.
This can't be real. Is he?
He's a fucking idiot.
And then anyway.
Anyway.
There's so much.
Let's digress.
We're going to play so games much. Tonight. Kimmy wrote a bad lib. Woo, they're my favorite. I'm John Raffio tonight.
Sweet.
Have you ever watched Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Oh, John Raffio. He's like my favorite character. Well, one of them. All of the characters on Parks and Rec are good.
I mean, I've never really watched it.
Oh, it's brilliant. But start with season 2, and then once you've watched all of it, go back to season 1. Season 1's not the best.
Oh, really? Maybe that's why I haven't really
Yeah,
dug
you have
in.
To start with season 2.
Oh.
They all find their comfortability.
Their comfortability? Characters are developed. And yes.
I think we get you.
Solid.
Yeah, I've hardly had any wine, but I've hardly had any food either, so.
Oh.
I had lunch.
Yeah, me too.
I had cake for breakfast.
And my lunch was at 8:42 this morning, so.
That's the last time you ate? You better eat some of these Asian bakery items.
I had a big salad at my desk. I get to work at 6, so it's like I start getting hungry around 9, right. So I eat my lunch at my desk.
Oh, dude.
And then I...
Well, let's take a break. Well, actually, yeah, let's take a break. Kay. Well, wait a second. Yeah, let's take a break.
Are you sure?
Should we take a break?
I think we should take a break. And when we come back, we'll play some games. And I also have my haikus that I wrote in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Did you forget yours?
I did.
We were drunk when we talked about it, so.
We were. I think I wrote them on little pieces of paper.
All right, we'll be back. Have you seen Yuti Patootie lately with her eye patch?
I've seen her eye patch.
And her little sticker that says My Choice?
I have not seen the new additions other than the eye patch.
Okay. She now has the sticker that says My Choice because she's a uterus. It's her choice, what she does with herself.
It's her fucking uterus.
And she has a tiny little election button that says Biden-Harris 2020. And inside, I've made 5 fast facts about... Kamala Harris!
You're so excited.
She was born in Oakland, October 20th, 1964. She's a California girl like us.
She's badass.
Are you trying to work out how old she is?
Like 50-something? 50, almost 60?
So she would be 55, 56?
55, 56?
Yeah. Perfect age for a woman to know things. It's your turn.
Okay, I guess it.
Read a fact about Kamala.
Kim loves her so much.
Okay, I'm just going to eat this whole thing.
She served as the San Francisco District Attorney 2004 to 2011.
That's badass. I would pass one to Becky, but she's eating an Asian treat right now.
And so. I have really fucked up glasses.
Okay, so Kim and I are going to read. There's only 3 left.
Okay.
Okay. Kamala's parents were both immigrants. Her father was Jamaican and her mother was from India. Her father taught at like Stanford or Princeton or some shit like that. I can't remember which one. And her mom was a cancer researcher. Wow. And the daughter of an Indian diplomat.
Wow.
So she's got the bona fides.
She's got some interesting... she has a well of interesting experiences and upbringing.
Yeah.
And smart people.
Smart people.
Growed her.
Oh, you got the big one.
Kim loves Kamala Harris so much.
Her name's not Kamala.
Kamala. Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala.
It's like when I call Kanye Cayenne.
Cayenne.
2017 became only the second African-American... Wait a minute.
In 2017.
In 2017, she became the only second... Only the second African-American woman and the first South Asian to serve in the Senate.
Easy for you to say.
It says 2017 became the only.
That's just my shorthand.
Became only the... I
have a... My brain works faster than my hands or my mouth can work. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
She served as the California Attorney General, which is how we all came to know her here in California, from 2011 to 2016, where she took on big banks and the mortgage crisis and all that bullshit.
Oh, and everything tanked in eight?
Yeah. She was the one that fought all those people and got not only settlements, but really good settlements for homeowners. So she's not afraid to take people on. That's what I was trying to say.
Is there... Oh.
No, that's it.
Oh, you're asking you for them back. Okay.
Yeah, those are my five fast facts about Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
All right.
I love her.
I love her, too. I'm so excited.
I am,
too. One of my favorite interactions ever was between her and Attorney General Barr when she asked him if anybody in the White House has ever asked him to investigate someone, and he was like, the look on her face was like, you fucking liar. She had this like mom slash prosecutor look on her face that was exquisite.
She doesn't back down. Oh my God. She's just, I love her. And I think she will be president one day.
I'm sure of it. I will make sure that it happens. I will fight people in the street until she's the president.
She's exactly what we need right now.
I'm fighting people in the street for Kamala.
I just hope everybody does what they're supposed to do. Because everybody was supposed to do what they were supposed to do 4 years ago.
Well, more people voted for Hillary than Trump. Yeah, but we have this archaic electoral college that we've got to get rid of.
And, you know, so my thing is, like, I can't get too excited because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, literally, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And anything has happened.
Everything has happened. But don't give up hope.
But, yes, that's where I keep going. Like, it's about all of the positive juju that we put into the ether. That's what's going to change things.
Talking to people, being positive, doing what you're supposed to do, making your plans now for voting, etc.
Doing the next right thing.
Don't forget to sign your ballot.
With the signature you use to register with.
Right.
Georgia.
And if you're mailing it in, early, just throw an extra stamp on it just because.
So I ordered the new stamp that's not out yet. I pre-ordered the suffragist, the centennial suffragist stamp. I'm going to use that one to mail mine back because fuck it. 100 years that women have had the vote and we're about to have a woman vice president. I'm going to get my hopes up. Watch me now.
Yes. Hope.
All right. Cassie has spoken.
I'm going to have some more wine.
You drink wine while I read the haikus that I wrote in Washington, D.C. when Kim and I went.
This was just before the shutdown.
Just before the shutdown.
Yeah.
We were being told lies at that point, and so we weren't so worried.
We were a little worried.
We were a tiny bit worried, but we were like, they're saying only 1% of people die. That's less than the flu. Let's go.
It's not a problem here.
Right.
As we sleep in a hostel full of international travelers.
Who are vomiting and peeing.
Coughing. And
it was an ordeal.
Yeah. Snoring.
Oh, Ziggy's talking to you, Becky.
Yes. There is nothing in the bag that you would like. I am so sorry.
Yeah, tell her. Say, I love you.
I love you, too.
Say it. He can say it. Say, I love you.
I love you.
You gonna say it, or?
You have to say it first.
I love you.
No, say it. I love you.
I love you, Ziggy.
Okay. Oh, he's too excited because there's food around.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me get my reading glasses because I'm old and I've had some. Oh, my goodness. His I want food howl.
Wow, that was quite a...
He sings when he wants food. All right, here it is. 575. Are you ready, Becky? Lindsey Graham eats poo. He scoops it off of his shoes and always has poop breath.
I'm sensing a theme.
We were in D.C. We were hyped up.
Yeah.
We were feeling ourselves about, like, all the museums are free, the White House is the people's house. Everybody we met was like, everyone here hates Trump. So we were feeling ourselves.
It was toward the end of our trip, too. So we were steeped.
It was like the last day. Yeah.
We were steeped in this.
Like, American, like, feeling our Americanness and the democratic process. Like, we went to the Congress and the, you know, Supreme Court. That was very inspiring. So we were like, yeah, fuck these guys who are just corporate shills.
That's my statue.
That's my White House.
That's my park.
Fuck you, Matt Gaetz. All right. Ready? My hate for Matt Gaetz stems from his bloated ego. His face creeps me out. Do you know who he is, Beck?
Not exactly, but...
He's from Florida, and he's a complete and total douchebag. I don't know if you saw, like, when the shutdowns started to happen. Uh-huh. On the House floor, he wrote, or not the floor, but in one of the conference rooms or something, he was wearing one of those old-fashioned, like, World War II gas masks.
Oh, I think he walked onto the House floor, like, there wasn't anybody else around, just, like, sat there for a photo op.
For a photo op, like, to mock people wearing masks.
Right.
And he's a complete and total douchebag.
He's horrible.
He's the worst.
Well, he's Florida, so...
And he loves Trump. He, like, will do anything to kiss his butt. Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Here's the next one.
He loves Trump.
575. Are you ready, Becky? Mm-hmm. Haikus. Mitch has evil plans. His several chins concur. The Grim Reaper. Brr.
Dang. I wish our listeners could have seen Cassie read this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very emotive. Like...
I have very emotive feelings about Mitch McConnell and his several chins. All right, here's the last one I wrote in D.C. in March. Bolton wrote a book, and he sold out our country. Democracy dies. The end.
Democracy dies.
Kimmy, do you have a Mad Libs for us?
I do. Are you ready?
I mean, a Bad Libs for us?
Mm-hmm. Start thinking of...
I'm thinking...
All of the 10-year-old adjectives...
Start.
...nouns that you hold dearest to your heart.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to have to try too hard.
No. Okay, good. I think maybe your haikus primed the pump for this.
For eating poop off your shoes?
And the Grim Reaper and whatnot.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, just the poop and grrr and all that good stuff.
Okay.
This, I wrote this. So the news cycles right now
are fast and furious.
Are faster than ever. And it's like, I can't keep up Mm-mm. with everything that happens every day. I mean, it's like, it's mind blowing the amount of crap that happens.
What's going on?
What do you mean, man? Sorry. Oh, God. So, anyway.
Wait, before you start, what's going on is Trump asked the governor of South Dakota if he could put his face on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I heard about that.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Yeah.
That was, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
before,
I wrote this.
Whatever.
Anyway.
It's all blur.
All right, who wants to go first?
Becky's going
first.
I'll
go first.
Adjective?
Purple.
Job title?
Mortician.
Oh, that's a good one. Vocation.
Isn't that the same thing as job title?
No.
Ditch digger.
Okay. And another vocation.
Another vocation. Computer programmer. She looks like a stern librarian.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Am I in trouble?
verb ending in ing.
In a room. Sucking. In the house.
Sucking.
Exactly.
Sucking.
The mud room.
And what am I?
Adjective.
An adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Hairy.
Plural adjective.
Plural adjective? Oh, wait.
No. Plural noun. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that a new fuzzies? Piece of the...
I don't know. wait, what do I have?
What was your adjective?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy, okay.
What do I have? Plural noun?
Plural noun.
Uh-huh.
Balls, of course.
Duh. But it's pronounced balls.
There we go.
You have
go.
To pronounce it like you're from New Jersey, okay?
Balls. All right, all right. Let me make a note.
New Jersey accent.
Balls.
I'm sorry, babe.
A city.
A city.
A thing, Cass. That's your next with a thing.
Oh, shit. There's so many cities. I'm so distracted. Las Vegas.
That's a terrible city.
Exactly.
It's really hot there.
That's what we're going for.
Oh, terrible. You want terrible? What do I have?
A thing.
A thing. Let's see. A ball sack?
There you go. I'm sensing a theme from Cass.
I didn't even realize I'd done that.
Ball sack.
You gotta have something to carry your balls in.
A ball sack.
A ball sack, no less.
Adjective?
Uh-oh.
That's
Can
right.
Can you spell that?
And cast a location.
Adjective. So... smelly.
Tundra. The tundra. Oh. Is that a place? No. Siberia. There you go. That's good.
Yes.
Siberia has tundra, don't they?
I think tundra is like a geograph, like a
geology.
Landmass type of thing.
Like
no,
permafrost.
Tundra is what happens when you get above the tree line.
Tundra. Okay, so Siberia.
So it's describing.
There's not enough oxygen.
It's describing. Something.
Siberia is my answer.
Siberia.
So we can
is
talk about
location.
Tundra and permafrost later.
Okay.
So let's see. Oh my gosh. Adjective Becky. And
my hair is thick and coarse. It collects things.
The whole body language and face was awesome. Okay, adjective. Why do I get all the fucking adjectives?
I'm sorry.
Those are the best.
I'll switch it up, okay?
Okay.
Let's get a gross one.
There's
Becky.
Some
Come
other
on.
Fun
okay.
stuff.
A gross adjective.
Oh, a trade, Cass. You need to think of a trade.
Okay, I still can't think of an adjective. I'm like drawing a blank.
10-year-old boy, adjective.
Gross.
Okay, there you go.
Blacksmith. Ziggy, you're not going to get one of those Asian bakery treats.
A celebrity, Beck. And then a celebrity and then a plural body part.
From her?
You can't.
And then you get a body part,
Just
too.
Slow down there,
okay.
Young Missy.
Wine, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So a celebrity.
And then body part.
Mel Gibson.
Oh.
And then plural body parts.
Plural body parts. Titties.
Oh, sorry. Aerosol.
Oh, let me put my mask on. I'm going to say the uvula. You know, that little thing in the back of your throat?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of your favorite ones.
I've used
noticed.
It before. I like
uvula.
Saying it because it makes my mouth feel
And it's much
funny.
Like vulva.
It's a lot like vulva.
Uvula.
But uvula.
A liquid, Beck.
Cum.
Wow. Is that a liquid?
It's liquid.
It's kind of a cross between a liquid and a solid. I'll allow
Are
it.
You really going to split hairs?
Yeah.
On your ball sack?
About cum.
Why don't we throw in an animal with that one? just for fun, because wine, and we're making our own rules tonight.
So, an animal.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, ladies. Okay, adjective, Cass.
Oh, for sure we have to say, like, prickly.
Prickly. A number?
69.
Oh my god. You Ooh. Asked for 10-year-old boy.
Yep. Article of clothing?
I have to say panties, right?
Or jockstrap.
I'm going to say panties.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Lacy panties. I'm going to say lacy panties.
There we go. Okay. Again, making our own rules, yeah. right?
We can do whatever we want.
I think that's perfect. A thing. Back.
A tire.
Okay.
No.
Cass, a thing.
Oh, let's see. The Magna Carta. Is that too specific of a thing?
The Magna Carta.
It's too specific?
I think 10-year-old boy.
You want me to do 10-year-old boy thing.
Adjective back. Sorry.
Got hockey stick.
Okay. All right. All right.
Orange.
Oh, I almost spilled my wine. Whoops.
And, all right, we're 3/4 of the way done. A plural noun?
That would be...
Verb ending in ing.
A pantalones. En español, por favor.
Oh!
Pantalones? Does it work?
Yes.
Sí.
And I'm going to say shitting.
That's it. There we go. Plural noun, Cass.
Titties was already said. Think of yes. a thing.
So wait. I have to think of a thing.
I'm going
to
say knock knees. Knock knees. Knocked knees. Knocked knees. Does that work?
Yes, indeed. My goodness. You guys are so creative.
So I have a thing?
You got a thing?
You have a thing?
Dildo.
Okay. There. Yep.
Do
yep.
you have a dildo? Do I have a thing?
Doesn't.
I have a
don't
thing.
Don't most women my age have something?
An adjective.
I'm going to say burning.
Okay. A piece of sports equipment.
Jockstrap.
Oh.
An article of clothing.
Can I say face mask? Because that's now officially our new article of clothing? Or does it have to be something you wear on your body parts?
It's...
Are you not wearing a face mask on your body part?
I am. Face mask.
Okay. Food.
Cake.
Yum.
An adjective, Cass, and a noun.
Okay.
I'm going to say full-bodied. Like this wine I'm drinking. It's delicious.
Okay.
Vagina.
Okay.
A full-bodied vagina.
God, I hope so.
Yep, that's what we're talking about. Okay, food.
Oh, how about shrimp cocktail?
Past tense verb.
Shat.
I hope shrimp cocktail and shat go together.
They usually do.
An animal?
Oh, a leopard. Bring animals into this.
A leopard?
Yeah, a leopard. You know, like a big cat?
Okay.
It has spots. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. I'm
She's getting picky now.
She's becoming the stern librarian. We always thought she was. I just said librarian.
Like a library?
Library. She even has a stick in her hair in the bun with her glasses.
Oh, no, wait. This would be... It was actually a past tense verb ending in ing.
Oh, no, you can't...
No, wait, does that make sense?
No.
Verb ending in ing.
A verb ending in ing.
So not shat?
So not so shat?
Shitting.
Shatting.
Shitting.
Shitting.
Okay, shitting. Let's do some
Even
shitting.
Even though shat is more funny, I think.
I do love the phrase shat.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Another time.
Okay. I was feverishly trying to finish this up this afternoon. A liquid and a number.
So you're a number, I'm a liquid.
One.
I'm going to say
okay.
COVID plasma. Because that's all the rage these days.
COVID plasma.
Just ask Tom Hanks.
All right, ladies. Here we go.
This is exciting. I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Monuments. Many amazing monuments have been created to immortalize historical American figures, but none will compare to what's currently being planned for the most purple of all time, Donald Trump.
Oh, the most purple.
Morticians, ditch diggers, and computer programmers have been busy sucking on plans for Donald Trump's mudroom of fussy balls.
I can imagine it, walking into a mudroom with a wall full of fussy balls all twitching and crying out for help.
My sack.
Help, help, I'm itchy. Scratch me.
Sorry, had to take a little break there. Let me read that again, okay?
Okay.
Morticians, ditch diggers, and computer programmers have been busy sucking on plans for Donald Trump's mudroom of fuzzy balls.
Thank you.
Which will be located in Las Vegas on top of Mount Ballsack.
Excellent.
Mount Ballsack.
We need a Mount Ballsack.
That's perfect.
Sources say it will be constructed of the smelliest stone.
Of course.
Mined from the hills of Siberia by gross blacksmiths.
That's gross, guys.
It will be an enormous structure surrounded by statues of Mel Gibson kneeling on one vulva with titties raised to the sky.
Wait, it wasn't vulva. It was uvula.
Uvula. Sorry.
God, I had it for
something. I defaulted because the conversation.
We were talking,
vulva.
Can you read that sentence again? Okay. Because it sounds hysterical.
Sorry. Okay. It will be an enormous structure surrounded by statues of Mel Gibson kneeling on one uvula with titties raised to the sky.
Woo! Awesome.
I can see it all.
In front, a prickly reflecting pool filled with
turkey cum.
will light up at night, illuminating the environs. Inside, visitors will be greeted by a 69-foot-tall statue of Trump.
Wearing
lacy panties and holding a tire with an orange hockey stick in
its
hand.
None of this sounds out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
No, not these days. No. Not at all. Woo! Oh, okay, ripped it right off. Large screens will line the walls, showing clips of Trump's pantalones and still shots of him shitting on knocked knees.
Excellent.
Knocked knees.
I guess it should be shitting with knocked knees.
But oh, it works.
Yeah.
That works better. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. That
you can imagine him squatting with his knees together.
That was a, yeah, that, let's move that. Right.
Big old dump for
what,
Trump.
For historical purposes?
With, yeah, we've got it. I mean, these have to be documented. Right?
Okay.
Because they just might be predictions. Okay.
Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm. Anything, including the dildo shop will offer visitors an array of burning trinkets to commemorate their visit, like jock straps, face masks, and cake.
That all sounds plausible.
Adjacent to the dildo shop, the full-bodied vagina cafe will offer some of Trump's favorite foods, like shrimp cocktail, shitting leopard, and diet COVID plasma.
Nice.
Cost of admission is $1.
Oh.
The end.
Yay!
Nice work, ladies. Very nice.
I think my favorite part was Trump in lacy panties with knock-kneed shitting.
Yeah, still shots of him shitting with knock knees. Yeah.
I love it.
And the dildo shot.
All right, let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to play a version of Match Game.
Ooh. Ooh.
Six.
Okay, I have my own pen.
Oh, you have your own?
Oh, I always do.
Okay. This is a version of Match Game wherein I read a statement with one word missing, a blank thing, and you guys try to match each other.
With the word?
What do you mean?
Like, can we do a
I've never played
one?
This game before. I don't know what you're talking
about. So I'll say something like, Jack went up the blank. And if you guys both get Hill, you both get points.
Okay.
I don't know how anyone would win this game playing the way I'm playing it, but who cares?
Okay.
All right.
There doesn't always have to be a winner.
There doesn't, but sometimes there is a participation trophy at play. Maybe it's just who I think came up with the best answers.
It makes you a dictator.
I am a dictator because that's going around these days. It's all the rage. It's very fashionable. All right. So I'll read a statement with one word blank, and I'll say blank where that word should
be. So we write it on our piece of
paper, and then we just go like this?
You write it on the paper, and then I'll call on you to read your answer.
Okay.
Ready? Number one. Everyone says Donald Trump's hair looks like a blank.
There's so many words. Okay.
I'm just making up my own words.
Kim, do you have your answer?
Yeah.
What is it? Let's see it.
Dead possum.
Everyone says Donald Trump's hair looks like a dead possum. Becky, what did you come up with?
Fucked up piece of shit.
Those are both really good answers. I like it.
Maybe we could make a poem out of our answers at the end.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right. Number two. Get ready.
Get ready.
People who don't wear masks in public should have their blanks removed.
You heard my pen scratching?
They're ball sex. Bull sex. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is your answer?
I just said heads.
Their heads removed. Nice one. Becky?
Lives.
Whoa! Oh. That may actually come true. Good one.
Dun, just saying. Dun,
dun.
All right.
Is it okay that I just write them all on one card?
That's fine.
Okay.
I was just trying to play match game the way they play it on television.
That's...
Okay, ready? Number three.
Smart.
It is so hot in Los Angeles today. How hot is it? People's blanks are melting.
Oh.
It wasn't that hot today. I mean, calm down.
It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be like 156.
Fuck off, cats.
It's so hot in Los Angeles tomorrow. How hot will it be? People's blanks will be melting. Okay. Kim, what's your answer?
Silicone implants.
That's what I had in mind when I wrote the question! Yay!
Los Angeles.
Cats.
Wait, their cats are melting?
Yeah, haven't you ever seen the way a cat lays? It's like it's
when
melting.
When it's really hot, they're like a puddle of cat.
That's a good one.
They always have their fur pajamas on, that's why.
Okay, here's my final match game question. Dumb Donald is so dumb. How dumb is he? He's so dumb, he thought blank was a documentary.
Oh.
This could be anything.
Right?
Yes. They're writing feverishly. Becky, are you done?
Mm-hmm.
How dumb is Donald, Becky?
Tom and Jerry.
He thought Tom and Jerry was a documentary. Kim's writing a novella over there.
I'm having all kinds of ideas.
Right?
I'll stop now, though.
It's too much. Too brain.
I'll knock off my last or.
Okay, Kim.
Or?
He's so dumb, he thought blank was a documentary.
Beavis and Butthead.
Good, good.
Or Family Guy.
Beavis and Butthead are his sons, right? Eric and Don Jr.
Right. And Peter Griffin is the Attorney General.
That's true.
Have you ever seen that? Whenever I see Bill Barr, I just think, oh, it's Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Whoa. Okay, I have to decide now who gets this trophy, this ribbon that says honorable mention. Let's see. Since you came up with the exact thought that I had when I wrote the question about breast implants, I'm going to give it to... I award this honorable mention to Kim.
Oh, aww. Thanks. I will wear it with pride.
It's a green ribbon. It doesn't have anything... Oh, there you go.
Yep. Perfect. There we go.
It is on her shirt.
That's what bras are for.
Yep.
Honorable mention. Not first place. Not winner.
You know, it'd be funny if Donald Trump honorable mention got hashtagged, because he's not a winner.
Well, here's the thing. If he even... Okay, so if the election goes well, everybody, we get a new president. If he throws us a fit, no matter what, if he doesn't leave, Nancy Pelosi becomes president as of January 21st.
Right.
Not no matter what. There are ways that he can retain office. If he and his GOP cronies are really going to dig their heels in and look for trouble.
So you're talking about January, though. There's also going to be Senate seats up for grabs.
Yeah.
And
when
bookies are saying the Senate is going Democratic.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So there will not be a majority in the Senate to back him if he wants to do some sort of weird coup. In that case, Nancy Pelosi becomes president, just like Beck said, and military leaders will have to escort him out of the White House.
Yeah.
This is the plan. People are already starting to talk about it.
What if they refuse? What if the military refuses?
The military is not going to refuse.
That's what I want to believe,
too. Trump has used the hell out of them.
We haven't seen Milley in a long time. General Milley has gone AWOL.
Right, because I think he is very opposed to everything that's happening.
Yeah, hopefully he's somewhere making plans with his buddies.
I'm sure they have a strategy right now.
I'm sure plans have been being made for the last 4 years.
I mean, people who have held positions of power in our government in the past are talking about this publicly. It's not something that conspiracy theorists are thinking about or just us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very important people who have held positions of power are like, what are we going to do when this happens? Because he's not going to go willingly.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he should resign now. Just get it over with. There's no way he can win.
The reason I'm so skeptical is once he becomes a regular citizen again, he's got so much trouble on his hands. He's got
Your money and go to a country that doesn't extradite.
Right. Exile.
Go.
I would be willing.
Take your money and go.
People are saying like, no, he should stand for his crimes. I don't give a shit. Move to another country. Never come back here. We never want to hear your name again.
Whoa.
What was that?
Okay, something just flew into my arm and I just spilled wine all over me.
Oh no, let me get you some toilet paper. Kimmy, what were you saying?
Oh, sorry. I was making out with your dog.
I know.
He's really handsome.
I have to unsee it.
I'm just like, right now I'm feeling really, really optimistic and good about what's going on. But I also feel like if the masses start to feel really good and
comfortable,
let our guards down,
yeah,
it's going to be a bad thing. Shit
show. Well, people are saying online that most of the polls are showing Biden at least 10 points higher ahead of Trump.
Right.
But act like it's the opposite.
Right, yeah. That's the thing, is like, that people will get comfortable and they're going to be apathetic and, oh, I don't need to vote. He's got it in the bag. That's what I'm afraid of.
No, but we also, this time around, we have a bunch of Gen Zs that are raring to vote.
Millions of new voters.
Right,
that's true. And they are pissed. These are all, this is the generation of mental illness, speaking out about it. They all talk about their issues, their gender is stuff, and getting it being accepted. I mean, I listen to my kids talk to their friends about shit I would never have said out loud in the 80s.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Never. I mean, my daughter talks to her boyfriend about her fucking period. I mean, which one of you would have done that with your boyfriend in 1985?
I didn't have a boyfriend in 1985. I was afraid of boys.
Do you know what I mean?
Though. I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
But I talked to my husband about my period.
Well, that's your husband, and you're older. Do you know what I mean?
Cool.
I'm talking about teenagers
in the grocery store about my menopause.
Okay. Teenagers in high school currently or in the last 5 years.
They're a different breed.
They're a way more open generation, and they aren't really willing to put up with shit.
And their normalcy has been abused by Trump's lack of action about the pandemic. Like, they missed out on their graduations and their proms and their senior
trips. First year of college.
Yeah, they don't get to go away to college.
Yeah. There's a whole...
I think it's a mixed bag there, though, because it's a pretty... There's also
there's also
MAGA Gen Zs who believe all the propaganda and they believe all that stuff that's coming at them. And so it's I don't know. I'm not ready to.
No, don't get comfortable for sure.
I'm not ready to be comfortable.
No, I won't be comfortable until after I find out what happens, and only if it's good news in November.
I will throw a fucking parade. I will be in the streets with pots and pans and fireworks. And if not, I'm taking a boat out into the middle of the ocean.
I'll buy it.
Can you start building a really big boat, Noah?
No, we can get it. We can get one for all of us.
Okay, Doug Miller says it. He makes things happen. So
he'll be like, "I found this cruise ship on eBay.
We can fix it up.
Four families.
We can fix it up. I know how to drive it."
Because you can't get a passport right now. He doesn't have a passport. We've been talking for a couple of years about where his first, like, abroad trip will be. But now we can't talk about that.
I'm glad I got mine when Abby went to Australia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Marcus got his yet or not, because Tim applied for one.
Oh, that's right.
This was back in...
I don't know if they were back
February, March.
They shut it down right after that.
Oh, did they?
So, but I don't know if he got in time.
I don't know. Did they take money?
I don't... Tim did it.
I just know that there are like three countries that will allow us in, plus Puerto Rico, because they're
part of the United States.
Yeah.
They have to. So who's letting us in right now?
I think Mexico is.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they shut things down.
Maybe they did. This was before times. I don't know.
I thought they shut down and shut us out in June. Beginning of July.
Oh, maybe that's why that's I don't know about it.
Because once we hit top dog in COVID town,
everybody's
like, no, that's all right. Keep your skanky like American the memes were, diseased
America's
ass
got the wall, their wall now.
Have you seen the thing that the New York Times Opinion did? It was like video of them showing scenes of COVID in America to people in other countries, like young people.
Yes, response, like reaction.
And the Korean girl that just started crying. She couldn't believe how horrible we're treated in this country. And like,
oh, I did not see that.
Oh God,
because in other countries, they're taken care of.
Like, right. If they're not working, they don't lose their jobs. Everybody just goes on furlough and they get paid by the government. And that is seen as a social contract to get their country up and running again.
Right.
We don't have that here. You work or you die, or you work and die.
Mm-hmm. You go to school.
Oh, my God. To die for college football.
Mm-hmm. Right. College football. Oh, my God.
Jim Jordan, of all people, saying America needs college football. Becky,
do we need it?
But do you know who Jim Jordan is?
No.
He's a congressperson from Ohio. He's one of the most horrible. And he's involved in a scandal wherein he was a coach at a college somewhere for wrestling. And he allowed young men to be sexually abused by the doctor.
Yes.
Told several times and looked the other way and told those kids, eh, whatever. Get over it. That's just what happens. And he's a congressman now.
How is that's that what the GOP is made of. The GOP is made of shameless fucking devil turds. That's what they are.
You know, the devil's way better than that. The devil did nothing to you.
Right. What did the devil do to you, Kim?
The devil has never lied to you. Okay.
Well, no, but the devil does make turds.
No, but we all do.
And they've got to go somewhere. So they obviously go to the fucking GOP.
Yeah. So that's who Jim Jordan is. And now he's saying America needs college football. And he was a college wrestling coach and allowed his team members to be sexually abused.
He gives zero shits about human beings.
Oh, he doesn't give a shit?
All of them. All they care about is money.
Right.
It's insidious. And right now, with Kamala... I feel
like you say it's insidious every single episode.
I probably
do. Is that
true?
I think that's true.
Yes. It's probably true.
Okay, right now with Kamala,
there's a lot of insidiousness going on right now.
There is really... Yeah.
There is.
Blatant.
Yes.
So not insidious. Just blatant, outright...
Devil turds.
Ugh.
So we have to remember that right now we're feeling really good and hopeful about what's going to happen, but that needs to be tempered.
Yeah, I'm not really holding my breath on this one. You know what I mean?
I'm willing to feel
last
good
election
and
really killed that for me.
Just like, long enough to
I couldn't even believe.
It wasn't believable.
What I was seeing
it took
and hearing
me several days to actually digest cat, that.
Did you just call him a cat?
But
this cat.
This cat was just some fucking stupid rich guy that
he's not even rich. Let's all pretend.
But you know what I mean? But he's just this idiot. Like, how is this? How,
a reality
isn't there,
TV
isn't there
show
like,
host.
A prerequisite?
There should be a civics course and a constitutional exam.
Or, I mean,
you need
God
a fucking driver's license.
Right.
You gotta take a test for
well,
that.
He passed
you gotta get
the,
a license to have a dog.
He passed the dementia cognitive test.
He told
sure
us he did.
Sure he did.
Right?
Yeah. Fucking
person.
Yeah.
Person, man,
woman.
And
no, you're not doing
ended
it right.
In 1918. Yeah, okay. He passed the cognitive test.
He said that the, you heard this, right? The flu pandemic ended in 1918
right
because of World
yeah,
War II.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He also said today.
Probably because, like, they also delivered the antidote by plane.
Oh.
What?
During the Revolutionary War or something.
Well,
right.
The,
oh, the airports.
The airports.
Yeah,
during the
everything. Oh, yeah, you passed. You passed a test. Okay, dude.
He said today that men were not going to be very happy, or not happy. I forget his exact words, but it was something about, like, how men are going to be offended that Joe Biden picked a woman as his running mate. He said that in public, out loud to people. Like, and if there's not a more telling version of male white fragility / patriarchy, I don't know what is. They're afraid of women. That's it.
I was watching a video today about a guy. I can't remember who he was, but he was talking. I think he was some finance guy, some business finance guy. And he was saying that in his experience, women business owners did way better than their male counterparts in regards to per capita, like the way, because they just seem to be, in his experience, he did some kind of like study, but he, you know, comparisons with his male and his female people that he had given money to start a business, and the women would always return at a higher rate than the men would, because what he found is like women set more reasonable goals and meet them and then set new ones.
And they're used to having to work harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's, I think it's not that anybody's smarter or better, but I think it's that the way women think, when we look at something, we're not just looking at that. We're looking
and
at
we're
everything
around
it.
We're also not looking at what kind of praise and accolades can I get for this thing I'm about to do.
Well, and I think we also know that we have to work harder. I mean, especially in the business world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to constantly be proving yourself. Like, you've got to make the numbers better, because that's solid, even though it doesn't really translate into the patriarchy.
Right.
But because women have been looked down on for so long, the stakes are higher to succeed. Like,
you have to be better.
You have to be better.
Well, I know that organizations that do micro lending to women around the world, like in third world countries and stuff, they specifically give money to the women who are starting businesses. Say it's weaving or carving or whatever mm-hmm. it is that this village is doing. They give the money to the women because they know that the women need to take care of their families. And the men will spend it on drinking and whatever.
Right.
So there are whole organizations all around the world for this micro-lending. I know you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
That only lend money to the women because the men don't pay it back. Donald Trump.
Bankruptcy king.
Well, he's a fucking idiot.
Who bankrupts casino, by the way, which just makes money.
Oh, my.
That's all a casino
does.
You
might as well say, I bankrupted the Federal Reserve or the Mint.
Right.
He's trying to
and
do
I'm
that
sorry,
right now. And I'm
sorry, what's up with fucking quarters?
What are you talking
for
about?
For those of us that use quarters for laundry
oh,
facilities.
Well,
what are you talking
no,
about?
There's
I'm
a quarter
change.
Shortage.
There's all the change is stuck in people's freaking
people are holding on to it
at home because no one's spending money. They're using their card. Some businesses are saying we're not taking cash right now.
Oh, I went to the nursery today and they're not taking cash.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want your COVID.
Well, they don't want to touch things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So folks are using their cards. They're buying online, and there's no coinage being used.
Yeah, we put coins in the machines that we use.
Girl, I had to get coins for work, and they're like, I can give you quarters, pennies, and dimes, but only one roll of quarters and one roll of dimes. And I'm like, oh my God, so I've got to get like $6 in penny? Like,
maybe you could lobby your apartment complex management to put in card readers?
I don't know.
But
far as I'm concerned,
what?
Release some quarters.
There are, dude, I'll give you quarters. I've got quarters at home. I will bring them to you.
Dollars.
Our neighbors were telling us the other day that they've got the same thing where their condo is. And the management just took out the change machines because nobody had the money to use them. So they took them out and said, okay, laundry's free.
What a great
idea. And then things got better and they reinstalled them. And then things got bad and they took them out again. And they're just like, screw it. Laundry's free.
Because I mean, why not let that be a benefit of living in your apartment complex? Like, laundry's free, or three loads a week are free, or something like that, you know?
Well, there's no way to really keep track of that.
There could be.
Not in our place. It's ridiculous. Nobody follows the rules. Oh. Everybody is retarded.
You can come to my house and do laundry, too.
But yeah, I can do... Can I have two... I usually do two loads at a time, because there's five machines. So I put my wash in two loads, and then I pull out everything I'm going to hang up wet, and I put everything in one dryer, and I'm done. Like, I don't have to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I'm a whole thing, yeah.
I like being able to do more than one load at a time. It takes for fucking ever. But I will buy quarters from you.
I've got quarters. I pulled out my change jar from my stash.
So, and it's hard to get to a bank when it's open.
The banks don't have quarters either.
Right, you can get quarters, but you can get only one roll.
If you're lucky.
I had no idea any of this was going on.
Oh, yeah. The change shortage is fucking ridiculous. If you go to any, like, there are signs on bank doors that say, bring us your change. I heard a piece on NPR, and they're like, so, there's this great coin shortage. Go to the Coinstar, roll your coins, take them to the bank if they're open.
And yeah, it's, like, hard to get the, because they change their hours. Not all branches are open.
Right.
So it's like really kind of frustrating trying to get there.
Our credit union was open with appointments only, but they just reopened with social distancing, blah, blah, blah.
Excuse me. I just burped because I forgot that we were recording.
I'm not breathing. I'm just fanning. I'm holding my breath.
You just blow your air towards you. You're fine.
So you guys just turned 49. We celebrated with some gluten-free cake and drinks.
And it was delicious.
It was delicious. But Kim is 1 week away from her official menopause anniversary, and she is currently, in this very second, having a hot flash.
Man, she's glistening.
Oh,
she
my
is
God.
Glistening.
Do you see it?
I see it.
It's fucked up.
I've been having terrible hot flashes, my husband can attest to, where I have to take cold showers. And I've started to realize, like, I went to go take a cold shower and took my shirt off and looked in the mirror, and I had a heat rash on my belly. Have you experienced that? I'm just really white, so things show up on my skin. But
I haven't noticed yet, but I feel red. Paul said that I looked red the other day, but...
You know. Right. You do have nice skin, though.
Mm-hmm.
You always have. And nice hair.
That's nice of you to say, but I don't know. But I
say thank you, Counselor. Thank you, Counselor. That's really nice of you. All right, final thoughts. I feel like we've descended into, like, we're just in our backyard talking over wine.
Yeah, yes. That's right. I'm going to take my pants off here in a minute because I'm hot as hell. We're going to run through the sprinklers real fast. Maybe not real fast because it's
Becky's
hot.
Becky's eyes are gigantic. She's
what
the fuck?
Maybe we just kind of walk through them.
in a sprinklers.
Maybe we just sit in lawn chairs
in the kiddie pool.
In the kiddie pool or with the sprinklers.
I'm going to do that tonight when I get home. I'm going to sit in the front yard with the sprinkler on.
In the front yard? That was very Texas of you.
In the front yard. Are you going to bring an umbrella?
No, because I want that water to come down on my head. It's hot.
Wait, don't you have a jacuzzi?
I'm not getting in that goddamn freaking fetid bathtub from hell. It's all hot and there's bubbles coming and it's hot.
You can't cool it off?
Why don't you turn the heater off during the summer?
That's what I say is to Paul. I said, turn that fucking heater off. It costs too goddamn much and it's hot. Nobody wants to get in a fucking hot tub when it's 115
hot
degrees.
Tub.
Well, it's hot. It's good for your muscles, he says. And I said,
suck on
that
a muscle.
Shit. I'm going to go sit in the front yard with the sprinklers on.
Did you just say suck on a muscle? A heart muscle, Becky?
Whatever muscle you decide. I will leave that entirely up to whomever wants to do that.
Okay. I think I asked for final thoughts, Kim.
Sprinklers in the front yard!
Sprinklers in the front yard! Becky, final thoughts.
Trying to stay hopeful.
Okay, my final thought is everyone imagine Donald Trump in lacy panties and knock kneed pooping himself in his lacy panties right now.
In the front yard.
Done. In the front yard with the sprinklers on. What is this, hee-haw? You do Texas really good.
You do.
I do, because that's where I was coming from all the time.
Astonishingly different. In all my days, our trances, and all my nightly dreams are where thy dark eye glances.
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!